Welcome to the super colorful original telecommunicated transmission, otherwise known as ScottCast. I am joined here today on an actual genuine sunny Hamtramck day with none other than fan favorite Ian Dixon. And I, of course, with Scott.
Scott Krause from ScottCast.
All right. How you doing, man? You took a walk.
I'm doing good, yeah. It was a beautiful day. Beautiful little walk. Man, it was just, what, Friday? I went out and there was, like, little snow flurries.
Yeah.
And today is, like, I had a hoodie and, like, a light jacket and I was, like, sweating on my way over.
Exactly. It's, like, we're in that part of the year where the weather doesn't know if it's spring or winter or fall. We're in this weird dissociative season.
Yeah.
And I'm smoking a pipe, by the way, a tobacco pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Very short tobacco pipe today.
You've got to be committed to have it that close to your face. Is that like really hot when you draw on it?
It's not too hot.
Really?
It's not too hot.
Okay.
I mean, I've kind of learned. I broke the stem accidentally. This is my Argentina pipe, so I don't really want to get rid of it. And it's functional still without the stem. It's just you got to draw a little lighter because it is hot.
Yeah.
It will bite your tongue if you're just like sucking on it like continuously for like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, keep it light. Keep it flavorful. And you can enjoy some of that Captain Black Original, a nice mild blend of tobacco, pretty well, pretty easily. It's not such an aromatic blend, the Captain Black, so it's that helps when it comes to the tongue bite and the heat. But it is a nice, delightful little blend that you can purchase here in Joseph Compound, one of the fine establishments in Hamtramck, sunny Hamtramck. So it's wonderful. You got yourself a little pipe lighter, which I'm excited about.
Mm-hmm.
I've been looking at those pipe lighters for eons, being like, I should probably get one because that's what I smoke. I smoke a pipe. It's a Zippo, as you can hear on the mic, and it's got that. It's got a cap on the top and like little holes on the side, so that when you draw through it, it doesn't go out.
Yeah. It like protects the rim of your pipe.
It protects the rim of your pipe.
So it's like a when you hold it sideways, the flame goes vertically. So it you can like suck it directly down into the bowl. You
gotta suck it down.
Right.
Yeah. I do not subscribe by that ethos of protecting the pipe, which is probably why my pipe is mostly destroyed. we've got some real business to take care of though today. Sneaky D has asked me a favor, and if you don't remember Sneaky D, it's been a while since he's been on the podcast because he's been gallivanting in Florida, making money somehow. I don't know how he makes money down there. I think he stands under a bridge, waits for customers. But he said he's changing his business model when he gets back. He's gonna have apparently he's been real busy in Florida. And he's going to have some time to work on his content creation business. And he wants me to pressure him weekly to produce something. His two things are One Life to Lift and then our D&D group, Vicarious Ventures, that he records faithfully every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to focus more on Vicarious Ventures. And he wants to make, I guess, little clips, little YouTube shorts once a week to capitalize on our hilarity.
And I mean, he's been doing that. I've been seeing his little clips showing up in my shit.
Do you watch them?
Sometimes.
They're all right.
Yeah. I think he could tighten it up. He could, like, it does just feel like a clip of something else. And if, like, there was, like, a bookend to it to make it more succinct, I don't know.
Make it tighter. Make it like you. Because sometimes I go in and I watch one of the shorts he makes, and I don't even know the context.
Right. You were there.
I was there. And so I'm just like, wait a minute. What's the point of this clip? What's going on? What's funny about it? I feel like he's so into D&D. I mean, this man is so incredibly into D&D now these days. It's almost upsetting. Like, because we're all in the same Discord. Mm-hmm. And a day does not go by that we don't get missives about the dynamics of the game,
right.
About like different strategies we can take, about modifications to the rule set that I don't understand in the first place completely. Like, apparently, when you roll to attack, you're not rolling for your damage. You're rolling to see if it hits.
Right.
I didn't know that until, like, 2 weeks ago. I was always, like, weird. I was, like, always thinking, it's weird. Like, my guy's never, like, doing any that much damage, even though he's fucking nailing everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, everything's complete contact with my boy. And... And he's not like the fucking dynamo of destruction I imagined him to be. So yeah, I think his idea, he was telling me when we were talking, and it was like 1 a.m. or something, and he was texting me. Like, I was like fading asleep, and then my phone just started banging off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, I need you to pressure me, man. I need you to, because he's done hooking. He's done. He's done with that career he's built, and he wants to build another one as a content creator.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to do this. He wants to make some real money. He wants to get some real subscribers. He wants this to be his life. So he needs his YouTube channel to succeed. And he's requiring me. His idea is that, like, he could do it if he just makes a video a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the one to pressure him. And Scott Cass is going
to pressure him. I feel like I've heard this before.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It seems. Why is this always the strategy? as long as
we got consistent content, the subscribers will be flowing in.
Yeah, they won't be able to help themselves.
What episode is this? Like 200? Are we at 200 yet?
We're at like 199.
Yeah,
this is like 199.2 or something. Consistency helps with a couple things. I don't think it helps with subscriber count.
It's important once you have subscribers.
For sure. 100% it's important once you have subscribers, because as soon as you're late by an hour, mm-hmm. and you got 1,000 people groveling for you and your entertainment mm-hmm. acumen, yeah, they're going to be upset as soon as you're 20 minutes late. But for people, you know, say like us.
Yeah.
I think the regularity is good for just figuring out what you're doing. I think it kind of took us about 200 episodes to really figure out our voice. Mm. We hit some good early strides, some good early fucking humdingers.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that's what kept us going. But now, we're pretty consistent, I think. We get on the mic, we rock it for an hour or so, boom, we have a quality episode. You know, you can rely on us.
Mm-hmm.
And it took us this long to make. And maybe that's Sneaky D's idea, is that if he's making these YouTube shorts at least once a week, he'll be able to parse the algorithm and figure out what's good and what's not.
Yeah.
He did say that one of the strategies he's going to do isn't necessarily clips, which is good, because I'm trying my best to be witty as hell and very, very small bites for him, so he can clip me and make me famous. But his thing now is he wants us to take our experience with D&D and try to come up with bits, and then we film and figure out independently.
Like, he wants us to LARP for him?
No, not LARPing. That would be sweet. Maybe we could do that. Like, I'm on my knees dressed as a dragon.
In the alleys of Hamtramck, yeah.
Like, there's like a crayon drawing of a fucking castle in the distance. A gelatinous cube. It's just an ice cube. I don't know.
Man, I've been acquiring a lot of VHS lately. And yesterday we had a little viewing, watched a couple. And the Highlander? Highlander?
Is that
just Highlander?
Mel Gibson?
No, that's... what's his fucking name? Christopher Lambert.
Okay.
Sean Connery's in it.
Okay.
It's kind of, it's got a lot of gay subtext, interestingly.
Yeah.
But a good chunk of it is like just dudes sword fighting in like
that's the gay subtext.
Well, yeah, but in like places you wouldn't expect, like there was an alley fight, there was a parking garage fight.
Oh, so it's modern day sword fighting.
It's hard to explain. It crosses time and space.
Interesting. Okay, so this is like the avant-garde period of Sean Conn's career. Sean Conn's dead, right?
Is he? I think he's still alive.
He'd have to be like 102.
He's very old. I don't know if he's dead or not. Maybe he is.
You know?
He could have died in the last couple of years here.
Like the only...
But, Sean Connery's outfit is super gay. He's got
I remember it from... I know that
like
you mentioned it.
Like this peacock get-up.
It's a little...
He's like riding SMME. On a white horse and... Christopher Lambert's running behind him in a kilt. It's like pretty homoerotic.
You know, he had to give a treat to some of the audience that's been following James Bond forever. Being like, why is he just for the ladies?
But yeah, I feel like if we were live action role playing, that would be kind of the vibe. Like just sword fighting in a parking garage.
But yeah, kind of gay.
Kind of gay.
I could see that. I could see that. But, yeah. And we should do that. Sneaky D, you should consider that. You should consider gay LARPing based on scenarios within our D&D campaign.
He did. He died on Halloween 2020.
Oh, 2020. That's where it got buried. It got buried in those forgotten years. Sad. But then you remember, like Sean Connery to me is known for two things: James Bond, and that interview he did with Barbara Walters, where he said, "Sometimes you gotta slap a woman." You know, and there was this one time I was at the bar and some guy brought that up, and like, I don't know, I threw out that, like, you know, he's a product of the times. He lives alone in a mansion. Like, what are you going to do? And he's just like, oh, you know, I got yelled at and shit by some guy. You know, painted as a misogynist for my defense of Sean Connery's senility. But anyways, back to David.
Yeah.
Back to David. It's Sneaky D.
It's a sneaky D.
What he wants to do is he wants to make skits, not even about the story we're trying to create, but about the creating of the story. He wants to do bits about being at a D&D table.
I see.
With David. And I think the one bit that he described in detail was... Which I respect out of him, because like that's kind of the first thing that came to my mind, was him going overly verbose, purple prosy about stuff, and then everybody who's playing with him just like completely dazes off, goes to sleep, starts doing their laundry, you know, comes back a year later,
and then
like at the end they're just like, yeah, he's gonna attack him. All right, roll for attack.
Yep. I mean, I get that. That's funny. Yeah, I think that's what's missing from the shorts he's doing now, is like there's not a setup and a punchline. It's just like kind of this little bit from a larger context that I think gets lost.
Yeah. Some of the time they're like a moment, and I'm just like, yeah, I remember that moment. That was a good moment.
Right.
But you wouldn't be able to tell what it is.
Yeah.
From the context in the clip. But, look, we got to pressure this man into making more of this. And the only way I can see myself conscionably doing this is if we also massage him into the content creator he desires to be. We got to turn Sneaky D into the profitable powerhouse of the Scottcast universe. Because we're not going to do it.
He's definitely got a lot more motivation than we do.
Exactly. I consider us to be more artists. You know?
Yeah.
We get on the mic and we paint masterpieces. Masterpieces that will probably not be respected in our time. But But we are painting these masterpieces, mm-hmm. and we hold ourselves to a high standard that we've created in our own form, and this is what we do. Sneaky D is the opposite. He's a commercial boy.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to get that money. He needs to get that scratch.
Yeah.
And he's going to do it. He's determined. And I would like to see him do it. It would be a failure on all of us, I think,
mm-hmm.
if Sneaky D returns to hooking in Florida.
Yeah.
So there you go, Sneaky D. This is your officially Scott Cast's project. We are going to mold you into the commercial entity that you wish to be.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to use our sophisticated artistry to curate your force, your nature, your testosterone into bite-sized YouTube chunks that will earn you enough money to do something completely. And, you know, so you could stop doing all those things you do.
Yeah.
For money. All hail Scott Cast.
Glory be to Scott Cast.
That's right. We need to start throwing those out in the middle of the episode. So Hamtramck Avengers. We live in their headquarters.
We're there, yeah.
This is the origin of the Hamtramck Avengers was just downstairs. And I swear to God, I heard them again.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it was one of those nice days, and I had my windows open, mm-hmm. all around, airing the place out. And I hear some guy yelling in the street. He's like, "Don't do that to dogs. Don't treat dogs that way." And he's yelling. And I go to the window, and there's these kids who are over there on that block, mm-hmm. just north of us. And he was like, "You don't treat dogs that way." Apparently this kid came by, and those dogs started barking at him, because they do that. They'll bark at anybody who comes by. And like, they started yelling at him and stuff, and like hitting the fence. And our hero, the Hamtramck Avenger, taught these kids a lesson on how to treat animals by not yelling at them and shit like that.
Nice.
Yeah. So that is part of the lore. That's the real life Hamtramck Avenger story that has occurred.
Teaching the kids the right thing to do.
Then he,
like those G.I. Joe PSAs.
Exactly. Then he tackled the kid against a dumpster. Fucking nailing it. So life goes on, man. Like, it makes me wonder how many Hamtramck Avenger stories I have missed because I have not lived here 24/7.
Mm-hmm. I think Bronwyn might be a secret Avenger.
I think so too. She's done similar things.
She yelled at a kid for littering in our yard.
Is that what it takes to be a Hamtramck Avenger? You gotta shout at
a kid.
You gotta
yell at kids or tackle them in dumpsters, yeah.
You know, because like, I'm pretty sure the tip jar bandit was, you know, a teenager,
yeah.
at best,
mm-hmm.
stealing the tip jar. So yeah, I think that's kind of the mark of a Hamtramck Avenger, according to our lore here, is that they go after kids. Yeah, and Bronwyn did that. That was when I was rooming with you guys,
mm-hmm.
for a minute there. Some kids fucking threw some I don't know, a candy wrapper on the lawn, and she went right outside, gave him a stern talking to. Which is like, for Bronwyn, this is a huge act of bravery.
She avoids people at all costs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She's like she makes me look like a goddamn social bungalow over here. I'm like, I'm Mr. All About Town. You know, with the way I go and talk to people. She's straight up hermetic.
Yeah.
But when a justice had to be served, she fucking kicked that door down. She took that kid by the ear.
Mm-hmm.
And she fucking taught him a lesson about littering on property. Who would have thought property rights would be a thing?
Gets
Bronwyn's ire.
Well, the Dixons in general, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, there used to be a kid that, like, he would fuck with the strays. And I think he had, like, something else going on. And he wasn't all there. But I yelled at that kid before.
Okay.
He, like, came up on our porch and tried to spit on Babs when she was an outside cat.
Spit?
Yeah.
On your porch?
On
the cat's on your porch?
On the strays, yeah.
He comes to spit on them.
I was like,
that's so fucked up.
I think I cussed at that kid, honestly.
Good.
Get off my fucking porch, man.
You should have kicked him in the chest.
Yeah. But we'll yell at some kids.
Good. I'm into that. I think. I mean, they need to know. You know, there does seem to be. I mean, well, you know, you take these. You don't want to apply it to a population because there's a lot of people who live here, and you ignore everybody who fucking ignores the cats and dogs.
Yeah,
never think about them. But you know, you get one or two kids smacking fences, spitting on cats.
Yeah.
Throwing candy wrappers around, that all of a sudden becomes the face of the populace.
This aggression will not stand.
It will not,
man.
Man, you're not wrong, man. You're just an asshole. Hell yeah, though. So, we probably should get back into writing Amtramck Avengers, and. I would be for. I still want to get the podcomics out. You know, it's been years, and I think this is showing our age. Our age has been showing a lot lately.
Yeah.
Like, we've scheduled several podcasts for 7 p.m.
It took us a long time to get to this cast, and we had to do it, like, midday.
Yeah. Yeah, we had to, like, have a heart-to-heart with ourselves, honestly. Because, like... It must have been three or four casts that we scheduled at 7 p.m. And when, like, the time came around, we were both just, like, fucking exhausted. Can't do it. And I'm like, what's the deal? Why can't we pod at 7 anymore? And the truth of the matter is, when we're podding, it's a bit like work. We're really putting some energy and effort into this. And at 7 p.m., look, that reserve is drained. We could watch a tape. We could hang out and eat pizza.
Mm-hmm.
We could do all that kind of stuff still. We could party still. But recording a Scott cast is an intense effort of will.
Yeah.
And constitution. And we got to do it at 1 o'clock. And that's where we're at today. Beautiful Hamtramck Sunday. Sunny Hamtramck. 1 p.m.
Yeah. Because at this point, I'm only on my second two hearted.
Right.
If we wait till 7,
the fucking box will be empty. We're all slurring. But okay, but we know that now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think so much about life and getting the things done that you want to. And Sneaky D, you listen to this. You listen to this. Because we're your mentors now. We're your content creation mentors and jailer and other things. We're the whipsmen. What do you call somebody who's like a slave driver, but, you know, the slave is volunteering? Drill instructor.
Manager.
Maybe. Manager. It doesn't have the pizzazz I wanted.
Yeah, well.
It's a long way from slave driver to manager. But, you know, our audience isn't so limited. We do have a consistent, strong audience. I recently logged into the Apple Podcast today and took a look at some demographics. I found out a surprising fact about us. Are you interested in hearing it?
I'd love to hear it.
Who do you think our audience is? It's small, but like demographically, how would you paint our typical listener?
My guess would be people like us, like fucking millennial white males. Primarily in the Metro Detroit area.
Let me tell you, males is incorrect.
Okay.
60% female listeners.
Hmm.
We're about the ladies, man.
They're just listening for updates on when they can see David's taint.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. We've been pushing that so hard, and we got to get back into that, too. Man. We should do a podcast like just as like a apology tour of all the projects that we left on the side. Zombies.
I swear to God, we started making prosthetics and then like you moved to Argentina and like it was a fucking pandemic. And I was like, was that pre or post pandemic that we came up with the idea? I don't remember. But I'm using that as an excuse.
Okay. You're fucking...
Yeah. Whatever.
People are going to go into the history and try to blame you for something. But yeah, we're going to get back into that, though. This summer is going to be the summer of Scottcast. I have said that before. But this time, I'm being serious. We're going to be moving forward on so many different projects. We're going to be doing our podcast as normal. I'm going to get the website back up and running with a little bit of merch going on, you know, but that's nothing. That's nothing compared to getting the Hamtramck Avengers podcomic, the audio podcomic going, and Zombies, our feature film, featuring none other than David's taint in the climactic scene. And, like, he's the one, here's the deal, David, you want to be an entertainer on YouTube, a creator. You want all that attention. As far as I can see, when you go into the podcasting realm, like, who are the big heavy hitters? There are always people who've had a platform and then started podcasting.
Right.
You know, like comedians, you know, actors, whatever. So we gotta put you into the zeitgeist before you could start profiting off it. You know, we're gonna still pressure you to make your videos and perfect your art week by week, but that's not what's gonna get you. That's not what's gonna get you your views, buddy.
Yeah,
you gotta put your taint up in that lens, and that is what's going to do it. You know, and the audience has spoken. We are retaining all our women listeners. They love to hear a Scottcast. They love it. And we're going to serve these people.
Sometimes you got to hit one, though.
Yeah. We might have lost about half of those.
Before we got to this segment, we lost like half of them.
They didn't realize we were about to treat them to something nice, you know? Fucking women, right? You can't fucking deal with them. All right. So, I did make this next segment particularly for the ladies. I've got myself a pad of paper here. I came across this article on the internet, and it said 50 things that women find attractive in men.
Okay.
And I kind of wanted to do a little competition between me and Ian.
Okay.
Who's... Because I want to know, who are they... Well, maybe we should put David in here conceptually, too.
Sure.
So, yeah, we'll judge
David. We'll judge David.
Yeah. And I'll tally all the different things. So, David, Scott, and Ian. So, I got the list going on here. And whoever has the most things that are attractive... Is the sexy boy of Scottcast. Let me open it up here. Do you have any predictions on favorites here?
It's hard to say, man. I don't know what women like.
It's fair.
I just kind of stumbled into a lucky situation.
Yeah. I will say specifically, like, every time, like, I'm in a situation where a lady seems to dig me, I am the most surprised. It is just not, in my, like, belief system that would be a thing that happens. Yeah. But we got 50 things here. Apparently this list comes from, there was this one blog for women, and, like, within the comments, it's a very lively comment section. Like, there was a call out for what's the weird things you find attractive in a man? Like, you know, not the typical things, I guess, but, like, you know, like what are, like, little things men do that are, you know, drive you wild? And they responded in force. And this guy who runs a man's blog called artofmanliness.com, obviously I'm a follower. compiled a list based on, like, the surprising most, like, you know, fervent answers, the most surprising, like, the ones that happened a lot. Here we go. We're going 1 through 50 on this bitch. Forearms.
Okay.
Forearms in particular. as a four men.
I think David's got us on that.
David wins. Yeah, he definitely does. I've got the weakest stick fucking forearms. Like,
I am all bones and skin.
Yeah, for me and Ian, it's like if we smack our hand against a hard surface, you know, hard enough, like the hand will just come flying off. Yeah. It just breaks at that point. Rolled up sleeves because of the forearms.
Okay. I mean, I roll my sleeves up at work because just all my dress shirts have long sleeves.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I roll up my shirts. I don't think David wears rolled up shirts because he's always in those tank tops.
Yeah. So, you and I split that. We're all tied up.
Okay. All tied up. Salt and pepper hair. Are you getting any gray hairs going on?
I started to notice some grays in my beard. Oh, I don't know if that counts.
It does.
Yeah.
I don't think for me, it's like I've got like a blondish hair.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be difficult to tell.
Yeah.
If I have a gray hair or not. I know David doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
He's just too virile. So far, it's Ian is leading.
Okay.
2-1.
Because I happen to be older than the both of you.
Okay. Intelligence.
David has an advanced degree, too. He's got a master's.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, so...
You two are above me, that's for sure. I don't get the point here. But here's what might clinch it. Here's the comment that's associated with it.
Yeah.
I like it when a guy rants about something that he is passionate and knowledgeable about.
Ooh. That's a tough one.
You don't rant. You're not a ranter.
I can.
You can.
I have.
You have. Yeah, you're on record.
Yeah. I try not to, though, because I feel like it's obnoxious, usually.
Yes. Maybe that's just to other men. Because apparently women love it. So I'm going to give it to David because he, without even asking,
he will talk.
He will rant about something he is knowledgeable about. So it's 2-1, David Ian over me. Oops. Biceps.
David.
Damn it. See, this is why your cast is the taint boy, dude. You're easy confidence. Easy confidence.
Any physical attributes are going to David, obviously.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Unless it's like height. So easy confidence. Like who would get the easy confidence?
Not me.
Yeah, you're over analytical about yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, like Scott Cast is almost like a giant project displaying Ian to the world. And I gotta coax you out with like a little
mm-hmm.
little beer. I have a little beer on the end of a can and of a string, like pulling it towards a microphone.
Yeah.
David's a fairly confident man.
Mm-hmm.
I could say I'm a little bit of a confident man. I've got way more confidence in our ability to accomplish things than I think anybody. I might give myself
when we point. Were using like the Freudian kind of framework, were you the ego? I forget.
Yeah, I was the ego.
You were the ego, yeah.
David's the id.
I'm going to give it to you.
Nice.
We're all tied.
Well, David's ahead one.
Oh, yeah, because biceps.
Biceps. Now I know why he's always exercising. Shit. Good with kids. I will say my nieces consider me the funcle.
Mm-hmm.
The fun uncle.
Yeah.
If you didn't catch that.
I don't know, man. I work with kids every day.
Oh, shit. You're right. Hell, you know the inner psychology of kids.
Not all the kids like me, though.
Well, I mean, you're getting the, you know.
I'm poking at their traumas. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Well, you know, you said that, though, and you're like, you've also told me stories where, like, there would be these kids who fucking say nothing to you, and you're like, this guy can't possibly like me. And then when you got your promotion to management...
Oh, yeah, and then they didn't want to leave.
Yeah, they were just like, what do you mean? So, yeah. I'm going to give it to you. I'm giving it to you, buddy. Like, I might be the Funko, but, like, that's because I have, like, very limited energy, and I show up, I'm just like, hey, and then I leave. So, let's see... Ian gets a point. Cooking skills.
Mm.
Cooking skills. We've all got our little specialties.
Yeah.
I feel like you're more ready with a batch of ingredients.
I feel pretty confident in my cooking abilities. That's one area where I do have confidence.
Okay. Well, shit. I know David is...
David made us a nice meal that one time.
David makes us great meals.
Yeah.
When he does it. He definitely gets a little zealous with it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always tracking macros. So I'm going to give it to you guys. I happen to have a short-lived YouTube series called Scott's Awful Dining. So it would be completely... it would be completely... I just can't get away with it, buddy. All right. Flannel shirts.
I wear a lot of flannels at work.
You're a flannel boy?
Not like casually, but for work attire, that's like close enough to casual attire that I like wear that to work.
Okay.
Pretty consistently.
I might have one thing that's kind of flannely.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen David with flannel.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even imagine.
Ever seen David in muscle shirts.
Even in the dead of winter. Give it to Ian. Ian gets the flannel. A good dancer.
Mm.
This might be one where none of us get it. Although, David, for a part of physical therapy, teaches dancing.
Yeah. I was... Dark secrets, man. I was a little dancing boy in my youth.
You were a dancing boy? Yeah. What kind of dancing?
I did tap in gymnastics.
Oh, shit. Okay, that's... You tap dance? When did you stop tap dancing?
When I realized that was not cool. Like first grade, I don't know.
You're like, wait a minute. I'm not going to get chicks with this.
Yeah.
Turns out you would.
Well, you know. But yeah, Bronwyn can... we should walk back to my place after this.
Okay.
I've got... we found your hat in our couch.
What?
If you were missing your hat, it's in our couch.
The gray one?
The little, like, short bill military kind of looking one.
I've been looking for that forever.
It's at our place.
I lost that before I left for Argentina.
Well, it was in our couch.
Good Lord.
So, we got that. You can come back and get it. But Bronwyn can show you a picture of me, my tap dance attire. I got, like, a white tux, and I'm like... Little top hat and extra point.
He gets that fucking point. Holy shit. Like, I would give...
I think you already gave me the point. You gave me an extra point.
Did I? I did give... I would give Ian David it because he does, as part of his exercise... Spoiler alert. David doesn't actually hook in Florida. But
honestly, like, David probably has better rhythm than I do now. But...
Yeah, but
I mean, I do music, so I could dance maybe if I had to. But I just choose not to mostly now.
Okay, well,
I don't know.
I'll give one to David.
Yeah,
because it's been so far, and I know David does actively use dancing in his profession.
Right.
No, I definitely don't. Manual competence and skills.
I don't know what that means.
Here's a comment. My husband once picked a lock, and when it clicked open, I spontaneously flushed with arousal.
Oh.
Yeah. She needed a mop up.
I can, like, fix basic stuff around the house.
You're a basic fixer. Yeah, I know you. I know you showed
up. I know the guy that sold us the house was like, don't close the attic door because you can't get it open. And it was just like you needed to tighten the screws on the knob.
Okay. Yeah.
So, like, I can...
See, that's the kind of manual competence that I think they're talking about.
I can figure stuff out if it's, like, basic bitch stuff. But I'm not, like, gonna re-plumb the house or rewire the house or any shit like that.
Okay, okay.
So, I don't know. Half a point.
I'll give you the point. Should we give David that point?
I've never seen him yeah.
display it. You know, maybe
I feel like
does,
every time he tries to... Well, I mean, the only time I've had exposure to David trying to fix something is, like, with computers and stuff. And, like, he seems to have knowledge of that, but also everything's working fine. He's like, I'm just going to make this, do this to make it better, and then we have to figure stuff out for, like, an hour.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so if he's if it's anything like he's trying to fix a door, he'll be like, yeah, it swings open, it closes, it clicks, but what if? What if it played a sound and then we could hook this up? And yeah. So David gets in his own way.
Yeah.
So I'll give you the point. Here we go. You're going to love this one. And I'm already going to give you the point. Parallel parking.
Oh, yeah.
Drives the ladies wild.
Shit.
Yeah. You're an expert.
If only I'd known.
You're just parallel park all over the place.
Yeah.
First day with Brahman, you're just like, where are we going? A lot of crowded places.
That must have been what made her fall for me. I was living in Detroit when we met, and like it was just a little street where it was just street parking.
Oh, okay. So right away, you were good at the parallel parking.
That's,
you know what's honestly? Let's ask her when we get
there. That's what did it.
I bet it was a way bigger leg up on your relationship than you think. Like, if, like, we're going to mention that to her, and she's going to be all like, mm. All right. Now, this is kind of related. Backing up the car using one hand. That's apparently a sexy thing that men do.
Is it?
Because it combines forearms and parallel parking.
Kind of. Oh. I mean,
so that, you do this.
That's
you,
how I do it.
You get the one hand on the headrest, and you
that's,
do that.
That's how I do it.
Oh, my God. Shit, Ian, you're the fucking sex pot. Fan favorite for a reason, buddy. Hell, that's like... That's,
who would have known?
That's kind of what the... That's exactly how this... Soundbite goes. Fan favorite, Ian Jackson.
Fan favorite for a reason.
That's like the only woman voice on the entire podcast. Saying that. So I get it now. Okay, here's a good one. Crinkles around the eyes when smiling.
I've never paid attention to my own.
Do I crinkle?
You got a little crinkle.
I crinkle! Finally, a fucking point. Good luck.
I don't smile enough.
Yeah, you don't smile enough. So yeah. Your face is so fucking, like, taut. And David, I think he moisturizes, so... Fuck yeah, my poor skincare really got... Nice. Really won me over for this one. Natural scent. All right. The smell of the neck when we hug. There's a scent like a pheromone when he's been working all day and didn't shower.
Mm-hmm. I can't judge that one.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes, like, here's the truth. Sometimes I don't fucking shower. You know? But, like, I'll be working at home all day. I work on computers. I think David gets this one. Because sure. He's the most likely to be, like, just covered in sweat.
Yeah.
After working.
That's fair.
So we'll give David that one. Natural scent. This one we... Maybe we all get this one. Sweaters. I don't understand what it means, though.
Just wearing sweaters?
Just sweaters?
I wear sweaters.
Who does not wear a sweater in Michigan?
David.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, he's always in the muscle shirt and shit. All right, we'll get a point for ourselves on that one. The current standing is Ian at 10, David at 6, and Scott at 4. Maybe I could catch up. We're only at 20.
We got a long way to go.
Strong hands.
Nah.
Hear me out. I know, David, it sounds like this is an easy win for David.
Yeah.
But we play guitar.
True.
It's been commented to me several times in my life by different parties that by far the most muscular part of my body is my hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from playing guitar.
Yeah.
And I can kind of see it, especially when you compare it to my shit forearms.
I will say, it took me a while to know how to set up a guitar well. And so for a big chunk of my playing, I wouldn't call it a career, my playing experience, it's been like really high action.
Okay. So there you go.
Holding it down, like really kind of getting cramps in the hands from how much pressure it required.
Yeah. Some high action, buddy. And, you know, you ladies love it. The ladies love to see that you can, that you're good with their hands and have a strong touch with it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I can hear them shorting out their podcast player now with how wet they're getting. So I give me and Ian points for that. And since here's the deal, I think David does have strong hands, probably.
Probably,
but it's not in relation to the rest of them. So it's like,
yeah.
So
it's not the strongest part of him.
Yeah.
Whereas for us, it definitely is.
Yeah, exactly. 18, a deep voice. I think you might have the deepest voice.
I've been told I have a deep voice.
Yeah.
I can never hear myself, so I don't know.
I know David does not necessarily have a deep voice.
It's like a mid.
Yeah,
it's
but he's
like
always
the deepest man voice, but it's like a.
He's always doing puns, and then he gets yeah. excited, and he goes into a higher register. So I'm gonna give you the point on the deep voice.
Okay.
Like me and David are pretty mid, and. All right, here's a good one. Wearing Old Spice. I started wearing Old Spice, yeah. And it's totally true.
I think my deodorant Old Spice? I don't
know. You gotta get the aftershave.
The aftershave.
The thing
I don't
you,
I don't use I don't a, I don't fucking shave my face.
Here's the deal. You don't have to. it's basically just cologne that you just splash on yourself. But I started using Old Spice when I got back. I don't know why. I was just like, I want to smell like something besides Irish Spring.
Mm.
So, and I saw there was Old Spice for sale at CVS, so I got it. And I noticed that, like, whenever I would wear it, and, like, I'd give people a hug when I go out, they're just like, oh, damn, you smell great. I'm like, really? Old Spice?
Yeah.
It's a standard for a reason.
Yeah.
You know? I'm giving myself Old Spice. Fuck yeah. Oh, shit, David and I are tied. Far, yeah. So far behind Ian, but
no.
Let's see.
So I'm coming to realize that like Brahman might have fallen for me because of my Old Spice deodorant and my parallel parking.
You know, women are simple creatures. Sometimes you just gotta slap them, get them out of that Old Spice delirium, back up. Let them listen to Scott Cass. All right. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Good posture.
Mm-mm. David.
David. David gets good posture. Because, like, for me, like, sometimes I'm conscientious of my posture and I try to get it going. But, you know, I have to try. I know David has trained himself beyond the shadow of a doubt to carry his carriage in an unobstructive way. So, David gets that. David sneaks back into that sneaky D up back into number two. Chivalry and courtesy. I definitely don't get chivalry and courtesy. I can be an asshole.
I might get that. I don't really know David's history with that. It's hard to say if I
think David
outshine him or if he's me. He might be in there. I don't know.
You know, given
he seems like a pretty good guy.
From like good, I think you're a good everyday chivalry courtesy.
Mm-hmm.
And David, he gets his little romantic spells,
mm-hmm.
which goes high on the chivalry. I think, David's high on chivalry. You're high in courtesy.
Yeah,
like David's the kind of guy like you could dress him up in a knight's costume, put him on a white horse, and like he'd be happy to ride in for a damsel in distress. You know?
Yeah.
Whereas me, I
but
don't...
not just a common person.
Yeah, that's not a common person. Not just a normal person. I couldn't be asked for that. I'd just be like, why'd you get yourself in this fucking situation? That's what I would say to the damsel. So David would get a point. You get a point. For different ends of that spectrum. Reads books. I read a whole ass book this morning.
Damn.
Fuck yeah. Novellas really does the trick.
I read books sometimes, but I definitely I would give you the point. Yeah.
Yeah. David has been on record being like, YouTube videos count. So I get a point finally. I love it. Tailored woolen coats.
Tailored coats, no.
Yeah, I don't think none of us have a tailored.
I don't think any of us get that one.
No. Classy sunglasses, especially brown ones.
No.
I definitely don't have that. I don't know if David does. I don't think I've seen him.
I don't know.
I can't tell. Ability to speak a foreign language.
That's you.
Depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
If you ask someone who speaks Spanish, maybe not. But I'm going to give it to me. Fuck
yeah. You're the closest of the three of us.
Yeah. Quiet dependability. Without question, Ian.
Yeah.
It's like your Bible. Quiet dependability. You know? And David is dependable, too.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll tell you about it.
Yeah.
All right. Dimples. Do any of us have dimples? I don't think so. No. Yours is covered with hair at the very least.
Yeah.
And so is David, I think. David's...
Sure.
David's got a beard.
Give it to David.
David? Okay. David gets one. Wearing a baseball cap backwards. When I fucking come get my hat back, that's going to be me. That's going to be me all day.
Yeah, that was me like when I was 12.
Yeah, your Fred Durst era. David, I don't think David does that. His hair is too long and like lustrous these days. But I don't do it now. If I wear a baseball cap now, it would be the Scott Cast hat. And the Scott Cast going forward.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see. Apparently, the quote with that one is, I live by this tenet. This is a lady saying this. I live by this tenet. Backwards baseball hats make babies. Strong words.
Damn.
Strong words. Maybe we should get some baseball hats.
I mean, I don't really want babies right now.
So. That's a good question. That's a good point. Baseball hat firmly forward. a neatly trimmed back of the neck. Do you go at the back of your neck?
When I cut my hair, like once a month.
Once a month you go at it? Yeah, that's kind of me too. Like every time I do it, I'm removing a significant amount of hair.
I don't know if it's neatly trimmed because I just do it by myself just and by like
feel.
Just guess.
Yeah. I'm going to give it to David because I don't think I've ever seen hair on the back of his neck.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know? Skateboarding. Were you a boarder as a kid, at least?
I tried for a little bit, but I was not good, so I wouldn't take that point.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I tried and failed.
Yeah.
Failed skateboarder. For sure, David doesn't, I don't think. Work boots.
Nope.
Me neither. David's got these athletic boots, probably, whatever. Defined deltoid muscles. I don't even know what that is, so I'm giving it to David.
Deltoids are like the back of your arms?
Back of your arms?
I think.
So forearms were primary. Biceps were a little further down the line. It might be shoulders, like back. Back muscles. I don't know, though. It could be back of the...
David would know better.
That's exactly the point.
It's probably fucking David, so whatever.
Not only would he have it, he would tell you how to get it.
Give it to David.
White t-shirts. I think you're wearing a white t-shirt.
I am. Kinda. I don't really wear them frequently, though. I don't know.
You wear them solo?
My one today is...
Oh, that's sweet, though. Fucking Godzilla. World's greatest dad, world's best dad.
Baby Godzilla.
He's got baby Godzilla on it. That's pretty solid. I put that as a graphic tee.
Yeah.
I think what they say with the white t-shirts, they want the look from Scream 1.
Yeah, no, not really.
Sometimes I'll do that, but then I get self-conscious when I like when like the lights are on, I look in the mirror and I'm like, I can see my nipples. So let's skip that one. Good conversationalist.
Hmm.
So we all have our strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah.
Ian, you're a great listener, which is more than half the battle of a good conversation.
Sure.
David, there's just no end to his energy and enthusiasm.
He'll conversate endlessly, yeah.
Yeah. And me, I do have like almost a fetish for making a conversation weird and interesting.
I'm going to give that point to you.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because you are a good facilitator.
I'm a facilitator.
I feel like you're a good balance between myself and David. I'm more on the receiving end of conversation, and David's more on the giving end, and you're kind of in the middle. So we'll see.
Yeah. You're I like that.
A happy medium in that regard.
I love it. Man, this is a sexy list. Here we go. Chest hair.
That's probably you David. Not definitely not me.
I've cuddled with a lady and like I start hearing them fucking coughing and shit and I'm like, oh, you need to get out of there. Hell yeah, I'm sneaking up, David. I got 10 to his 11 versus your 14. Chopping wood.
I've never chopped wood.
I did do it once. There was this one time my parents had like a huge plot of land and we had a wood burning stove and I brought my girlfriend there and like it was fall and they were inside like I don't know having mulled wine or something and I was outside with my dad and he was loading up things and like I did learn how to chop wood from the Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
And so I did it. And I chopped wood endlessly. I come back inside and I got absolute confirmation from my lady that, yeah, that is an extremely attractive pheromone like thing.
Okay.
Like being around wood and splitting it, even like without her like seeing it. Because mm-hmm. I was definitely not like, it didn't look sexy. There's a lot of failure.
Yeah.
And weird, weak, spindly arms going crazy.
I mean, I'm sure I could chop wood if I had to, but I haven't had the opportunity, so.
Yeah, where'd you city slicking?
Give you that one.
I mean, I don't even know.
I don't know if David chops wood or not.
I don't think he chops wood. But I won't even give it to me, even though I do have the experience. Like, I did it the one time.
Yeah.
So it's not like people are listening to Scottcast being like, that man chops wood.
I don't know. So nobody gets that point?
I don't think so. Here we go. Button-down shirts with the top button unbuttoned.
I mean, that's how I roll when I go to work.
That's your standard thing.
But
I'm giving that to you because that's like you wear that every day.
Yeah, I guess.
Sometimes I'll do that, but not lately. Not lately. Stubble.
That's a consistent thing.
Yeah. That's well, you have a beard.
Yeah, that's not stubble, I guess.
It's not stubble. David has a beard. I like to like when I don't have a beard, I like to be clean shaven. I don't like my stubble.
Mm.
So I don't live it, you know?
Mm.
So, I don't think I get stubble.
Well, nobody gets a point again.
Nobody gets that point. Wearing a tool belt.
No.
No tool belts for you. No tool belts for David. No tool belts for me. Henley shirts. I'm not sure what it is.
Sometimes it's like a fucking long sleeve tee, but it's got buttons just at the top.
Okay.
I have some, but I wear them like every blue moon. I wouldn't say I get a point for that.
Okay, we can ask David if he wears a Henley.
Sure.
I don't know. David, if there's a tiebreaker and you're wearing Henleys, let us know.
I just assume that David only ever wears fucking like muscle shirts.
Yeah, that's like me too. That's how I view him. He's always in the Hamtramck Avenger muscle shirt. Here we go, though. Maybe this. Fitted sweatpants or joggers?
Nah.
I'm not sure. What does fitted mean?
Like tight?
Like you can see the junk, right?
I guess.
Is what they're going for?
That doesn't seem sexy at all.
Apparently, it's super sexy.
Yeah. Getting the, what do they call that, moose knuckle?
Yeah. David gets moose knuckle.
Sure.
Sports jackets and jeans. That's too bougie for all of us, I think.
Yeah.
Like maybe David at some things, but broad shoulders.
I got broad shoulders, I guess, sort of, for like my body shape, but like it's because I'm all just bones.
Skeletal shoulders.
Probably David more so.
Yeah.
Just because he's like got muscly shoulders.
Okay, so we got 13 to 15. You're winning. I'm trailing at 10. Here's a point for both of us. Hoodies.
Yeah.
We're nailing that right now.
All day, every day.
Fuck yeah. Big nose. Who's got the biggest nose? It's got to be me, right? I got a honker.
I don't know.
Do I?
It seems like a pretty normal size nose to me.
Normal nose? Damn it.
I feel like in my family, like there's a big nose thing, but I think I got my mom's nose and she's got a dainty nose.
Yeah.
So it's not me.
I don't think we're nosing.
I don't think any of us really. I don't know why that would be attractive, big nose.
Me neither. A sense of humor. None of us have that. I'm gonna go across the board with that one.
Yeah.
Suits. Do you ever wear a suit?
I own suits. I wear them on occasion. I wouldn't give myself a point for it.
I do have a suit hanging up right now, but I'm probably never gonna wear it again. David, do they make suits and muscle shirt cuts? I would love to see that. Oh my god, David, I'll give you the point if you fucking get a suit and tear like the arms off.
Like a Chippendales thing.
Yeah. Here's a point for you. Glasses.
Yeah.
I think David does wear glasses, but I think he usually wears contacts.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I've seen him vis-a-vis the D&D lately,
mm-hmm.
he's been glasses-less.
Yeah.
So I can't give it to him because he's avoiding his true fate. But mm-hmm. you have embraced it.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen you without glasses. Good in a crisis. I'll tell you who's not. Me. I'm terrible in a crisis. I can't handle it. There was this one time, I was with Sabal. We were making dinner,
mm-hmm.
and she was chopping up some spicy peppers, some real spicy peppers.
Yeah.
And she made the mistake of touching herself in the eye.
Yeah.
And she was panicking, you know, she's a photographer. I was just like, I don't know what to do. And so I Googled it. And, like, I was just, like, standing there, like, reading off Google, like, well, it turns out that the proteins in spicy food, you want to break them down. And this is how you break them down. There's an ad here. Anyway, she's, like, at my throat at this point. Fucking do it better. So, not me. You might be good in a crisis.
I'm pretty good in a crisis. I've been in a lot of crises and helped other people manage those. So yeah, probably me.
You'd be the good in a crisis. David?
I don't know.
I've never seen him in a crisis.
I haven't experienced David in a crisis. I feel like he got pretty overwhelmed fairly quickly with the like technical difficulties of D&D. So I mean, maybe in like a different kind of crisis he would be like a pretty solid dude, but
in someone else's crisis, but when it's his own crisis, yeah,
I feel like
it's a technical difficulty crisis.
He's always got a lot going on and he's like, and like if there was too much, I feel like it would be overwhelming for him. So I don't know,
maybe
I'll take that point.
You'll take that point. And the last one, none of us get uniforms.
Yeah.
Last time I was in a uniform was like Cub Scouts.
Yeah.
I don't know if David wears a uniform, like a Lifetime Fitness polo. But
it's been a while for me.
So there we have it. We've got the sexy rating of the three Scott Castigate, the triumvirate. We've got myself at 12 points, 12 out of 50. That's 24% sexy. We got David at 14. That's 28% sexy.
Yeah.
Wow. I think I got a point knocked off.
Multiply by two. Math is one of them.
That gross display of incompetence. I got to take off a point. And Ian, far in the lead as the sexiest of the triumvirate, fan favorite for a reason. You are at 19 out of 50.
It's a big old 38%.
38% sexy. But you know, it's the ladies, they look at us they listen to the podcast and they know if you combine us all, that's like 40% sexy. Fuck yeah, guys. Big up. So we're pretty deep in the pod. I got some other things, but nothing too crazy.
Yeah,
I did say it's Joe Roach's birthday, right?
No.
Oh, it's Joe Roach's birthday.
Happy birthday.
He's a listener, and he is my brother-in-law, father of my one nephew.
Nice.
Which is a big deal because we've got 8 nieces besides or something like okay. that. I don't even know if that's the number of how many nieces we got. Fucking smattering of nieces and one nephew. He listens, and he's the one who said that, like,
he knows about your Funkle status.
He knows my Funkle status, and he said that, you know, he's listened a few times, and he's like, we've got to be making money off this podcast.
Yeah,
you know, it's still unclear whether that means like he thinks we're so fucking good that obviously if there's someone sending us a check, or there's no reason you'd be doing all of this. Unless someone was paying you.
Yeah.
I'm going to choose to believe the first one, so I'm going to give you a happy birthday.
Hold on to your butts.
That's how it goes. Let's see. And I guess that's pretty decent. It's pretty decent. So what do you think, Ian? What did we learn today?
What did we learn? We learned that none of us are particularly sexy.
Yeah, you're leading the pack at 38% sexy.
Yeah.
You know?
Best case scenario is less than 50%.
Yeah. But, you know, it goes to show, though, you have been married the longest.
True.
You're definitely the one with the longest relationship. You're able to hold on to a lady.
So, yeah, there's hope for us all. I guess that's what we learned.
Yeah. And I know what areas I need to work on, mostly my forearms. Once I get my forearms up to par, I'll have David help me out, and I'll get a Henley.
Yeah,
you know, some brown sunglasses, and I'll avoid crises at all costs. That's a real detractor. We also learned about the Hamtramck Avengers targeting children as a rule. Brown one's a secret one. And David needs to get into that content machine. He needs to get going.
Yeah.
I did have a little note here I didn't mention. There's been a rise, but we mentioned Taint, right? Mm-hmm. So there's been a rising trend on Twitch where it's people like exploiting their own body to, you know, get views and stuff like that.
Okay.
And they have to find a way around the terms of service. Mm-hmm. So what they have done is they set up a Twitch cam, and it's them just like chatting on the chat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're sitting in a clear plastic seat, and they have a camera underneath pointing right up at their taint.
Yeah.
You know, millions and millions of followers. So I'm saying, David, look, there's a clear path to financial solvency with your content creation. Get yourself a Twitch cam. This is going to be very easy for you to do this weekly. Sit down in a clear plastic seat, point it up at the taint, talk zombies, promote the movie, and we can all win. A rising tide lifts all boats, buddy.
I guess I'm curious how that skirts the terms of service, but whatever.
I have no idea either. You know, like there might have been a new rule being like, you know, you cannot have a body part cam. I don't know. So there's your call to action, David. And I think we're going to call it a day for today.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a lot of more content, but you know, we'll save it for later. It's all evergreen stuff. So why don't you lead us out there, buddy?
All right. Thank you. Hear from us at the super colorful original telecommunicated transmission of those, otherwise known as Scottcast. We bid thee adieu.
See you later, Scottcastigers.
All hail Scottcast.
Glory be to Scottcast.
Ooh. Hey, I love Scottcast.